FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Ratepayers in Eteguini say they want disciplinary action taken against municipal employees implicated in corruption. During an anti-fraud and corruption seminar this week, Eteguini's Integrity and Investigations Unit revealed more than 50 employees being investigated for wrongdoing have been fired, while 90 workers have voluntarily resigned. Norman Gilbert from the Bluff Ratepayers and Residents Association says he's concerned about the impact these cases have on service delivery.
The activities of corrupt individuals resulting in theft, wasteful expenditure of our rates is destroying our city. So as excited as we are of the news of all these convictions, dismissals, and even some that have decided to leave and avoid the consequences of their bad behavior, we want the investigation process to be transparent. Findings should be made public so that we can maintain trust and build credibility.
Ish Pralad of the Eteguini Ratepayers and Residents Association says ratepayers' money is being wasted.
I mean, look at some of the cases that the officials are still working. They're still earning a salary. Although they're suspended, they're sitting in their homes and eating ratepayers' money. And some of them have got higher posts and they've caused chaos in the municipality, but they're sitting in luxury.
The Road Traffic Inspectorate says it's unclear how long the N3 northbound will remain closed after a multi-vehicle collision near Hammersdale. It's understood a truck lost control and ploughed into another truck and seven cars near the Cliffdale off-ramp a short while ago. At this stage, it's believed 8 people were injured, with 2 people with serious injuries. KZN RTI spokesperson Cindy Msimang.
The road is completely closed. The drivers are advised to use R103 and reconnect at Drummond for the alternative routes.
And at least 10 newborn infants have died after a fire broke out in a hospital in India. Another 16 are in a critical condition after the blaze. Officials say the incident occurred last night in the neonatal unit of a hospital in Uttar Pradesh. In a post on social media platform X, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called the deaths heart-wrenching. And the Vice-Chancellor of Mangosuthu University of Technology says she's committed to improving the academic program of the institution. Noctula Sbia, the first woman to hold the position at the MUT, has reflected on her 100 days since taking office in August. She acknowledged the university faces a number of challenges.
My vision will be to grow MUT, to transform the university into the leading institution of higher learning, recognized for its academic excellence, innovation, and positive social impact. Especially because I was born and raised at Umlazi. So it has given me an opportunity to plow back to the university.
Your top story, ratepayers in Eteguini say they want disciplinary action taken against municipal employees implicated in corruption. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.